Kenya arrests Chinese national for attempting to smuggle over 2,000 live ants in flight luggage. A Chinese national was arrested at Kenya's largest airport while attempting to leave the country with more than 2,200 live queen garden ants hidden in his luggage, authorities said. Zhang Kichuan, 27, was arrested on March 10 at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, according to court filings. Kenyan immigration authorities flagged a stop order on Zhang's passport last year following his escape from arrest in Kenya. He was arraigned before magistrate Njeri Thuku at a local court, according to the Kenya Times. Thuku agreed to the prosecutor's request to detain Zhang for 5 days while Kenya Wildlife Service investigators conducted a forensic analysis of his phone and laptop computer. Personal luggage was searched, and within that luggage, there were found 1,948 garden ants. They were packed in special test tubes, prosecutor Alan Malama told the court, according to the outlet. Some of the ants were hidden in tissue paper, according to investigators. Thuku also warned the court that Zhang could flee if he were allowed to be released on a bond, according to Kenya's television channel TV47. Ant enthusiasts often invest significant amounts of money to keep colonies in large transparent vessels called formicariums. These containers offer clear views into the ants' complex social structures and behaviors. Investigators believe Zhang may be linked to two cases from last year that also involved trafficking garden ants, according to the news outlets. In May 2025, Thuku sentenced 4 men to a fine of 1 million Kenyan shillings each, or 12 months in prison if they failed to pay, according to 2 sentencing documents. They were charged under Kenya's Wildlife Conservation and Management Act for unlawfully dealing with wildlife species. 2 of the 4 men, Lornoy David and Sepp Lodwijks, both 19-year-old Belgian nationals, were found to have in their possession about 5,000 garden ant queens packed in 2,244 tubes, according to court documents. David and Lodwijks claimed in court that they acted out of naivety, Thuku said in her ruling. Thuku wrote that there was no justification that David and Lodwijks should be found with such a large quantity of queen garden ants, which are scientifically known as mesocephalotes. This is beyond a hobby, Thuku wrote. Indeed, there is a biting shortage of messer online. And if sold at an average price as posted online of €169.90, then the value of the 5,000 queen ants is in excess of €800,000 or $900,000. The remaining 2 men, De Hung Nguyen, from Vietnam, and Dennis Nana, from Kenya, were found to possess garden ants packaged in 140 syringes and about 300 unpackaged garden ants in 2 containers, according to court documents. Thuku stated that Nguyen was sent to Nairobi to meet Nana to collect ants in an elaborate scheme that had all the hallmarks of illegal wildlife trade and possibly biopiracy. At the time of Thuku's May 2025 sentencing, Kenya Wildlife Service described the mesocephalotes as critical species for maintaining soil health and ecosystem balance. The ants were destined for the European and Asian exotic pet trade, where colonies of rare and ecologically unique species can command prices of up to €1,200 each, the Wildlife Service said in a statement. Also on May 10, the Wildlife Service said a similar shipment of ants, traced back to Kenya, had been seized in Bangkok, indicating the existence of an extensive and organized ant smuggling network. Reuters contributed to this report.